Hey, today we're going to continue our conversation with some of the top area graduating seniors, and we're at Riverside High School in Oakland today, and we've got three young ladies here who want to talk with us about their adventures, and one that we just missed. Jaden Beckman was going to be with us here today as well, but, well, she's participating in a golf meet, so she couldn't sit down and visit today, but we do wish her well in her future also. But we are going to talk today to
Madison Kelly.
Madison, introduce us to your family.
So my parents are Chris and Joni Kelly, and I have two siblings, which are Anna Kelly and Ashley Kelly.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about school then. What classes got you excited? Any teachers that pointed you in the right direction?
Yeah, well, the senior year, I don't really have a lot of classes. I do a couple TAs, and then I have one college class. But some of my, like Ms. Schwarzkopf was always, like, really, like, pushed us to be our best. All my math teachers, I really love math. And then, like, my ag teachers. So Ms. Wallen, or Mrs. Brooke now, and Mrs. Gear. I've always been, loved FFA and being on the ag building and just learning so much. And with my parents working in the ag industry, just, like, getting to learn more about that.
Sure. All right. Very good. What about teachers? I mean, are there any teachers who had just those right traits and characteristics that just got you excited about a subject?
Yeah. So Ms. Schwarzkopf, I hated science, but she always, like, made it fun in a way. And teacher, you could get off topic sometimes, but she kept on topic, but we could, like, build a connection. Mr. Oliver's really funny, and just, like, same with Miss Allen, just really welcoming, and really all the teachers. I have nothing bad to say.
Okay, very good. What about extracurricular activities for you?
So I played softball all 5 years, volleyball and track for 4, and then basketball for 3. I was in NHS for 3 years, IJAG for 2, and then FFA for all 4.
Favorite?
For sports, I'd have to say volleyball because the culture and I really like the coaches. And then for my other extracurriculars, I'd have to go with FFA.
Okay. Tell people a little bit about the IJAG experience.
IJAG has taught me, it helped me fill out a lot of scholarships and, like, meet a bunch of careers and just, like, being in a leadership role, just building all my leadership traits.
Sure. All right. Very good. What about achievements for you? Anything that you're going to look back on your high school career years from now and be most proud of?
Yeah, some things I'll be most proud of is, like, all of our sports. I've been on a lot of the teams I've done really well here, and just, like, knowing that I've made an impact on all the, like, on FFA and stuff, and helping build up that build up the program after we got a new teacher and stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of the things you've talked about all are things you're doing with other people, mm-hmm. whether it's sports as a team or, you know, activities as a group, you know, through some of the different programs and stuff. Do you enjoy that type of thing, working with others?
I love working with others. I'm a really, like, sociable person, and I love to just, like, be with people and, like, laugh and just have fun.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your future then. Where will you be here in the fall?
I will be going to the University of Nebraska at Lincoln.
Okay.
And I'll be majoring in business admin.
Okay. So why'd you choose Nebraska?
I chose Nebraska because when I went on a visit my junior year, it just, like, felt like my place. Like, it's a big campus, a bunch of people, but it felt small. It felt homey to me, and I just really enjoyed that.
Was it important to you to get a little far away but still stay close enough to home?
Yeah, definitely, especially with my younger sister still being in school. I want to be able to come home for her things, but be far enough that I have that sense of independence.
Do you have any idea how you want to use your degree?
I have no clue.
Well, thank you for your honesty.
Yeah.
When people ask you, where do you see yourself, you know, years down the road, do you have any image of that? Do you want to be back here close to home? Do you want to spread your wings a little bit?
I think I want to be close to home because I really like the community here and everybody is just so kind here. But, I mean, I really have no clue. I could really go anywhere.
Okay. You can use that in a lot of ways. Very
yeah.
good. All right. Well, let's give those eighth graders some advice. What do they need to know before they come screaming into the high school?
It really goes by super fast, but just to be welcoming to everyone and just, like, be open to new opportunities and spend time with people outside of school.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. And next we have
Bentley Rome.
Okay. And Bentley, introduce us to your family.
My mom is Jill Richardson and my father is Jonathan Rome. And then I have one brother, Harrison Rome.
All right. Well, talk about some of the classwork that you took. What'd you enjoy?
I really enjoyed art, for one. That was really fun and, like, creative, and it was something new for me. And I also enjoyed, like, my comp classes, just, like, being able to, like, write and, like, understand new perspectives of, like, different ideas.
So you're a creative person.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, it sounds like it with the courses you took. What about teachers, then? Any teachers that really kind of helped you along?
Yeah, I'd say Miss Allen, Mr. Oliver, they're always, like, fun and welcoming, like, no matter what type of day it is. I always enjoy all their classes, and, I mean, any of the other teachers, I learned a lot, so, like, like same thing as Maddie said, nothing bad to say.
Yeah, and well, like I asked her too, then, are there certain teachers that kind of get you more excited about different types of coursework than you might be otherwise?
Yeah, I'd say Alan and Oliver. Yeah. Yeah.
Are there certain traits they have that that really reach out to you?
I mean, they're very understanding and very funny. They can like talk with anyone, you know, like they just, I don't know, they're fun to be around.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about your extracurricular activities then, too. In a smaller school like Riverside, typically everybody's involved in some other things. How about you?
Yeah, I participate in volleyball, club volleyball, track, NHS, student council, and IJAG. Okay.
Any of those that you enjoyed the most?
Definitely volleyball, and then like non-sport, I'd say probably IJAG.
Okay. How was that experience for you?
It was interesting. It was definitely new. I think it was the second year when we joined, I think. Yeah. And there's just, like, lots of new opportunities to, like, be a part of and, like, step into.
Are there a lot of students that participate in that?
Yeah, there's quite a few.
Good. Yeah. Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about memories then for you. When you look back on high school, what are you going to think most proudly about?
I think I'm most proud of being, like, a state semifinalist my junior year. That was fun for volleyball. And we also went to state my freshman year, and then also, like, qualifying for four events at state track last year. That was pretty cool.
What events?
4x8, I ran the distance med 8, 400 hurdles, and 4x4.
So you're a distance runner.
Yeah, I didn't want to be.
Nobody, I don't think, really wants to be, yeah. But you train yourself to be, and you took on that mantle then?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Talk a little bit about the future for you then. Where will you be in the fall?
I'll be in New Jersey. I'll be at Felician University in Rutherford, New Jersey, and I'm planning to major in marketing.
Okay, now how in the world did you find that?
Volleyball, okay. The recruiting process. Mm-hmm. I think I visited a lot of small, like, schools around here. And then, I mean, I've always been interested in the East Coast. Mm-hmm. I've been out there a few times. And then they reached out, and they said they'd pay for my visit. So I'm like, mine as well. And I ended up loving it, and I made a decision before I could change my mind. So.
Okay, very good. Yeah. So that's a distance from mom and dad, but you're going to be part of a team.
Yeah.
So does that kind of make up for that void of being so far away from home?
Yeah, I think so. I'm really excited. I'm kind of nervous, but there's a lot of, like, all the girls there, not, like, probably one of them is actually from that area. Sure. They're either from, like, different parts, different states. And there's one girl from Iowa there, so I think we'll have some things in common.
Excellent. Well, that sure helps. So do you have any vision of where you would be down the road? Do you know where your career might take you with your degree?
I want to work with, like, probably, like, bigger brands with marketing and stuff like that. But I don't know. I might end up saying I might come back. Not sure.
Different doors might open because of the location. You never know. Give those eighth graders some advice.
I would just say be kind to everyone. Have fun and try new things, like do things that make you uncomfortable, because who knows, you might like end up loving it.
Okay, very good. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, and next we have
Bailey Richardson.
Okay, Bailey, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Todd and Rachel Richardson, and my siblings are Grant and Ayla Richardson.
Okay, very good. Let's talk a little bit about classwork for you. What'd you enjoy?
I took art my first semester because this is our first year having an art teacher in a while, and I enjoyed it very much. I learned how to draw, and then this semester I'm taking digital media, and I'm learning how to use a camera, how to edit some pictures. I think that's really cool, and I'm enjoying a lot of college classes that I'm taking too.
Okay, very good. So are you involved in the video program here then?
Yeah. Digital media. We made like a retirement for Frayne, and we're making one for Dr. Anderson. And yeah, and we just finished up our senior video, so yeah, it's fun.
Awesome, very good. Well, that's a good experience for you too. What about teachers? Any teachers that say 10 years from now at a class reunion you're going to be talking about with your friends?
Definitely Miss Allen and Mr. Oliver again. They are great teachers, like everyone loves them. And also Miss McPhillips, because she's doing a really good job for her first year of art. And I think the school just really needs an art teacher, and she's doing great.
Okay, very good. What about the extracurricular activities? What else has kept you busy?
I'm involved in track, cross country, soccer, and I was in basketball and softball for a little bit, and student council.
Wow, so you are busy. Are you a leader by nature then, since you're involved in things like council?
Somewhat, yeah.
Kind of got forced into it?
No, I enjoyed it. Yeah. I just thought I would because my friends do, and yeah, it's enjoyable.
Okay. You have a favorite among all those things?
Definitely soccer and cross country. I enjoy both of those a lot.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk then about the future for you. Or let's talk about the accomplishments. What are you going to be most proud of before you leave here?
I think I'd be most accomplished by scoring the most soccer goals in a season last year. And definitely building the soccer program, because my freshman year we didn't have a soccer program, so I played with Trainer Cardinals. Mm-hmm. I was the only Riverside girl playing soccer. It was definitely an experience. And then we had a first soccer team my sophomore year, and we just kept building the program. And just last week we already got over five wins in a season, and that's already like trying to build the program. Yeah.
Good. Blazing some trails then. Yeah. Well, let's blaze a trail down the road. Where are you going to be in the fall?
I'll be following Madison into Lincoln and going to Nebraska Westland to play soccer and major in criminology.
Okay. So why did you choose that school?
I chose that school because I visited there last June when everyone was already gone, but it was still a great experience. Like the campus, it just felt right to me. Mm-hmm. And then I went there again in the fall to visit the coaches again and some staff and some students. And, yeah, it was just lively. Like, I could just picture myself there, and I'm excited to go there in the fall.
Awesome. So what do you want to do with the degree then?
Definitely somewhere in the criminal justice career path. Like, I'm thinking maybe CSI or, like, investigation. I just job shadowed at the Council Plus department, and I was, like, touring this, and I was like, whoa. Like, there's like, a lot, just definitely, like, a lot of career paths that you can go into the criminal justice field. So, yeah, excited for that. Yeah.
Some of them are more in your face, and some of them are more behind the scenes kind of a thing, but you kind of want to be back there helping out.
Yeah, probably more behind the scenes because I don't think I could be a police officer.
Okay. Well, there are a lot of different opportunities there. Very good. Do you want to stay around here down the road, or do you want to? Do you think your career path might take you somewhere else?
Yeah, I don't really know. I think I do love this community a lot, so maybe I will come back, and like maybe somewhere in Council Bluffs because, yeah, it really depends on the connections I make in college and wherever.
All right. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. Now that you've spent your 4 years in high school, what do they need to know before they start theirs?
Definitely be as involved as you can. Don't be nervous. Like, high school is really fun, so just enjoy it.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
All right. You bet. Thank you so much. And again, thanks to Bailey and Bentley and Madison. And, well, we couldn't catch up with Jaden, but we want to give her a shout out and wish her the best as well. They're some of the tops of the class of 2026 at Riverside High School.